This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Online free speech is the civil rights issue of our time. We, the people, all of us, regardless of our skin color or sexual orientation or religious backgrounds, we need to be staging mass sit-ins in front of Facebook headquarters and Google offices and Twitter offices. We need to stage mass sit-ins, and we need to rise up in the spirit of the 1960s civil rights movement with Martin Luther King Jr. in that spirit, to say that when these social media giants declare that your kind are not welcome here, that is not okay. That in a society where people were once banned based on the color of their skin, it is not okay to now ban people based on the color of their speech. It is not okay. And what has become obvious to me over the past few months is that these radical leftist tech giants are so malicious, so dishonest, and so deranged that they absolutely will not voluntarily stop censoring conservatives unless they are forced to do so. We, the Americans, and by this I include the Trump administration and the patriotic members of the federal government, we are going to have to force these social media giants to stop their discrimination and their assaults on the civil rights of conservative Americans. We're going to have to do that by exerting the force of the federal government. The federal government is going to have to walk in to these corporate offices and literally at gunpoint arrest the executives of these social media giants. Jack Dorsey needs to be arrested, handcuffed, charged with massive crimes against the American people for the selective censorship that he is carrying out, he has ordered carried out at Twitter. And the same is true for Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook and the executives at Google and YouTube, because they are working to try to steal the election by silencing all conservative voices so that they can have a dominant online an appearance that everybody is a leftist, that everybody agrees with left-wing positions and left-wing candidates, and that no one is speaking up for conservatives. This is a deliberate scheme, a fraudulent ploy. This is a massive violation of Federal Election Commission regulations. This is a violation of human civil rights. This is discrimination at its worst, on parade at the tech giants all across the world today. And Google has just announced that it's going to go all in with China, and it's going to create a state-censored search engine with communist China that censors all the searches about Tiananmen Square and organ harvesting and the Falun Gong meditation religion. Everything that the government of China doesn't want people to see, Google will gladly censor in the name of profit. Because why not? Google's doing the same thing here. Google's censoring searches in America, searches on natural cures, natural medicine, cannabinoids, you know, cannabis medicine. Google is engaged in massive crimes against humanity. And, you know, I've said much of this before. It's just that it's reaching a point of such insanity right now that this has become the civil rights issue of our time. I mean, and if you think this sounds crazy, I want you to imagine for a moment. Leftists say, well, these are private companies. They can do whatever they want. Well, what if Google and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter one day woke up and decided that they want to censor all black people? Would that be okay with you too on the left? Would that be okay? Well, of course not. Well, that would be a civil rights violation. There would be marches nationwide. I mean, what if Twitter said that they have the right to censor black people because they just don't like what black people say? Would that be okay with the left? Of course not. What about if Twitter said, we're going to censor gay people? And one day Jack Dorsey wakes up and tweets out, well, gay people are not welcome on Twitter anymore. All gay people will have their tweets shadow banned 99%. Well, my God, the gay community would be up in arms, as they should be, because it's a violation of civil rights. But what is happening now is that Twitter and others are saying, well, we're going to censor all conservatives, all Trump supporters, all pro-liberty people, all Christians, all pro-Second Amendment people, and anyone who's critical of transgenderism propaganda indoctrination of children. That's what they have declared, in essence, and the left is perfectly okay with that. Oh, they love that. They don't have any problem with that, because it's censorship of their political enemies, you see. The left doesn't believe in freedom of speech. The left doesn't even believe in civil rights. They don't believe in any rights for their political opponents. They don't think that you have the right to speak or even participate in society. They think that you don't have the right to be heard in public discourse, in civil discourse, in a debate or a conversation. They say you don't have the right to exist in the online world, and they are perfectly okay with that. And isn't it shocking that there is no prominent voice on the left that is speaking out against this censorship? Not one. Not one. There is no Democrat lawmaker. There is no ACLU, even the EFF. Nobody is speaking out and saying, well, my God, you can't just censor the speech of half of society because you, the tech giants, don't happen to like the political viewpoints of these people. You can't do that. That's a violation of civil liberties. Where are those voices of dissent? They are nowhere to be found. Nowhere. And that tells you everything. That tells you that the left is not opposed to violating the civil rights of people that they don't like. And that's what makes this the greatest civil rights issue of our day. And so I don't know how this gets organized, but we need an organization of nationwide sit-ins, peaceful protests, of course, always calling for peace, not violence, but peaceful protests against these tech giants and their outrageous censorship. We have got to halt those practices. And like I said earlier, these tech giants are never going to voluntarily stop their censorship. They're going to have to be forced. So you can throw out right now, you can toss away any idea that you're going to reason with them or that they're going to voluntarily now recreate a level playing field of ideas. They have no interest in that whatsoever, and they will never do it. They are totalitarians. And frankly, I wouldn't mind if these corporations had their corporate charters just completely yanked, shut down. They should be put out of business by the federal government because of the crimes that they have committed and the civil rights violations that they have committed. These companies, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, they have no right to exist any longer in a free society, a society which gave them all this wealth and all this power and billions of dollars, well, hundreds of billions of dollars in earnings. And what do they do with it? They weaponize their platforms to try to overthrow our country, to carry out a political coup, to silence the voices of half of America. These companies don't have the right to exist. They are criminal operations. And frankly, they should be prosecuted under RICO Act violations. I'm talking about racketeering. These are rackets. These are online liberal rackets. And they are like modern day gangs. They are the mafia of the internet. And they can be prosecuted under RICO Act violations, and they can be shut down. And their corporate executives can be arrested, and they can be put in prison for life if our government simply has the willingness to do this. And it's time. We have sat back and we've tried to call for reason. We've tried to call for rationality and a fair public platform. We've tried to call for fairness and equal rights to speak. And here's the left. They talk about how they're all about equality and they're all about tolerance, and they have no tolerance and they're not interested in inequality whatsoever. These are criminal rackets. That is my point today. racketeering, RICO Act violations. Shut them down. Shut down Google. Shut down YouTube. Shut down Facebook. Shut down Twitter. Arrest the CEOs. Because if the government doesn't do it, sooner or later, the people are going to rise up and do something, probably, is my prediction. Not calling for it, not advocating it, just predicting that that's where this is headed. Because you can't take away the First Amendment rights of half the country and think that nothing is going to happen in response. There's going to be blowback like you've never seen before. And I pray that the government takes action and regulates this before it becomes so escalated that the people who are being marginalized and discriminated against decide to take their own action to defend their right to speak. So keep in mind that we're calling for fairness and we're calling for free speech and we're calling for peace. But if the tech giants don't solve this problem and stop their malicious, discriminatory, illegal censorship, this is going to escalate into something that none of us want to see happen. View my videos at real.video or counterthink.com. Read my website at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.